There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is crashing out? PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Another Gen Z term, I'm assuming?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, TikTok's back full-fledged, so they gotta keep it rolling with the terms. And honestly, just keeping us educated. I've been seeing this term all over TikTok. Come along with me as I crash out. I'm crashing out. And I mean, when we were growing up, or even still to this day, and this is what, like, I'm getting away from my Gen Z side. I thought crashing out was like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I've had 3 coffees and it's time to crash.
Yeah, that's not what it is at all. And I honestly...
I'm sick and tired of Gen Zers taking words we've already been using for years and switching them up.
Yep.
That's not what that means. Switching what is it up. What does it mean now?
So it basically means...
Do you want me to play this audio? What is this?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a teacher...
Trying to learn the Gen Z slang.
Okay.
What's crashing out?
It's when you get really mad at something and you like throw a tantrum about it. Usually like when you're like gaming or you're like in class.
If a student was playing silly phone games and lost and like slammed their phone down, we'd say, bro's crashing out.
Yeah. And then there's different terms, like it's like a reasonable crash out or like an unreasonable crash out. A reasonable crash out would be like something that makes sense and like everyone can relate to crashing out. Versus like unreasonable, it's like they shouldn't have crashed out for that. That's just stupid.
So there's levels of crashing out legitimacy.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
So I feel like I crash out every day on this show. I feel like I crash out every single day on this show. Would you disagree with me?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I wouldn't say that.
What? Why not? I get unreasonably mad about everything. Why? What that classifies as a crash out.
So there's really three, how many meanings to this, actually? He said there's different levels of crashing out.
Yeah, he just said when you get irrationally angry about something and you don't think of the consequences of your actions of getting angry about said thing, or getting angry about something, thinking it through, and have people backing you be like, no, that's a total reasonable reason to crash out.
Yeah, it's usually 50-50. And sometimes there are people that are going to back you when you crash out, Breezy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't.
Absolutely.
At 6:30 this morning, you crashed out.
I literally crashed out 15 minutes ago about the speeding tickets. And
that we're all getting.
So I think that's a reasonable crash out, if I'm being honest. But I crash out over random things that people say all the time. So I just feel seen and I feel heard with this phrase. I know there's a lot of people who aren't up to date with the Gen Z slang, which, I mean, I'm not really either. I just hear it and I'm like, huh? Urban Dictionary, here I come. So that's why I figured, why not share the wealth and share the love? Because if you're a parent and you're listening to this and your kids keep saying, I'm crashing out. And you're like, huh? You're welcome. No, you're welcome. Or if you're a teacher, your students are like, you're literally crashing out.
Now that you're 30 and going to be 31 in May,
mm-hmm.
Do you still identify as a millennial or more towards Gen Z?
You know, I mean, the thing about it is that I am a millennial,
but you don't want to
I'm a Gen Z in a millennial's body. You know, I want so hard. I'm clinging. It just boils down to me clinging to my youth and clinging to my relatability. But at the end of the day, you can't change. You know, numbers don't lie. I am a millennial, unfortunately.
That's what it is. And this is why you were spiraling when you're coming up on your 30th birthday, because you're dreading getting older and losing touch from that Gen Z fan base.
Because millennials used to be cool, fresh, hip, and young.
I think we still
and
are.
And now Gen Z will look at you and be like, ew, you were born in the 90s? Oh my God.
I know, it's
you're
really,
a millennial?
It's odd to hear my niece and nephew ask me my age. And when I tell them, they just throw, they. It's shameful. They make me feel horrible.
They're like, I'm crashing out. I'm crashing out.
They're like, you're that old? Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm so glad that there's a term for my debauchery, because it's just, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel seen. So petition.
We should do another stupid word every week on the show.
Yeah.
And right at this time.
Yeah. Petition to change the show name to Crashing Out with Moose and Breezy.
No, we're not changing that whatsoever.
Yeah, we're definitely going to change it.
98 PXY traffic.
No real issues this morning for you if you're just heading out the door and hitting up 590 North or South between Brown Crop to Monroe Ave, or 390 South from Maiden Lane to the airport. An accident, though, off the expressways in Irondequoit on Portland Ave to 104 West. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.